Awesome. We'll be doing more of this when we get to heaven. It takes a lot of, it is hard work to, have you found out what I searched for now? Okay, praise God. Praise God. So, there's a tune I'm hearing, I don't know. I'm trying to... What song did I sing before? Holy Ghost, my inheritance is in you. Your honor, that was what I was singing, all right. You know, when I saw Mike, Pastor Mike from Abeokuta, immediately I saw him, you know, I just began to see that, as I just saw him, I just had some revelation knowledge about how it is in the Holy Ghost that we have our inheritance and our destiny. And that is why one of the things going on in this fellowship is that we are having breakthroughs in the spirit, and those breakthroughs the work of God, either in a man's life or either in the body of Christ, can only be achieved by the tools of God. Is that a correct statement? And the tools of God, there is an atmosphere, there is a type of fellowship where that tool is being distributed. Do you understand that? There is a what? There is an atmosphere. There is a type of fellowship that unlocks it. You know, the Bible says that in the book of Acts chapter 13, it says when the minister to the Lord, right? Acts chapter 13 verse 1. Then the Bible, the Spirit now says, "Separate unto me Paul and Barnabas." That was a release of the apostolic mantle. But there was an atmosphere that made that release happen. So if we don't create that atmosphere and create that fellowship, we handicap the people from receiving that which is needed for the work of God, both in their lives. Now, if in Acts chapter 13, if they were not ministering to the Lord, let's say they were doing soap making. Soap making conference or youth empowerment. You know, under youth empowerment, apostolic mantles don't drop. I don't know if you can come into your destiny under, you can't come into your destiny under youth empowerment. There has to be open heavens. I don't know if I'm preaching here. So I want you to understand the disservice we do to ourselves when we gather to speak English. It's a serious thing. We truncated, we castrated generation. What do we do? We castrated generation. So we have to create an atmosphere where people can log in into materials that is needed. You know, we are going to have a conference one of these days, and the theme will be mantles, anointings, and glory. Yeah, that will be. It might even be SOD. We need to understand it and experience those dimensions, because those are the days we are in.
Yes.
Yeah. We are going to do that by the grace of God. You see, you don't know what will hit you until it has hit you. Because Bashin Shire Oinda be Rilo Jue. No be Shire Shire. You see, there was something this apostle said, a very powerful statement, and it's a statement that really makes me laugh. Is an apostle not of God, of the other side? And it's a very prophetic thing he said. It was during the crisis between South Africa and Nigeria, during the xenophobia attacks, there was one major apostle who was disappointed at the Nigerian government and all of that, and he did a live, and he said, "To ye katiman warm things." I mean, I remember that apostle. He's now in jail. Hush puppy. He said, Nigeria, Oyekatiman warm things. He was talking about our military should be said, Oyekatiman warm things. Friend, the last day battle is already here. Oyeki church, Tima. Oyekatiman warm things. I'm telling you. It's no more, what do they call it? Something as usual. Or life. Eh? It's no more business as usual. We're meant to go and receive the powers that is needed for the establishment of the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. The battle is tough. And the reason why the battle is tough is because the victory is now. Yes. It's not because the battle is tough, because Satan is powerful. It's just because whenever the kingdom has come, there is always pressure. The Bible says the kingdom suffers violence. What does it mean? A better translation said the kingdom is forcefully advancing. Anytime kingdom is happening, there's always force. And the violent takes it by what? Bad force. So there is an attitude. Are we together here? And our convocation and our gathering for 21 days is one of the accurate attitude. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
From the days of John the Baptist, from that day of John the Baptist to today, anytime we're breaking into the kingdom, what do we experience? Force, pressure, violence. No more jokes. I said no more jokes. Huh? No more jokes. We can't play around anymore. We can't fool around anymore. Huh? We can't fool around anymore. We can't fool around anymore. Praise God. Are we together, friends? We can't what? We can't fool around anymore. We have to now receive from the Lord. And so immediately I saw you, I just saw that visa opened. And then when I saw commissioning is going on. Yeah. That's why I screamed, Holy Ghost. He's the one in charge of what's the name of that place where they keep weapons of war? Armory. He's the one in charge of the armory of heaven. Yeah. That's why it's called gifts of the spirit. He is the captain of the armory. And anytime we are able to tweak our fellowship in a way where we catch his frequency. And that's why many people, the frequency they want to catch when they gather is the frequency of pleasure. Many churches, when they gather, they want to tweak to what? A pleasure frequency. The pleasure frequency is the frequency of happiness. How can we have a happy service? Others can tweak into a convenience frequency. Like how can we do church in a way where people will be going to church, but it won't look as if they are going to church? That's the Lagos frequency. Like, how can we tweak it that I think the people don't come to church because church wastes their time. And the truth is, we are wasting their time. How can we do it in a way where we will not waste their time? And so they tweak it. They tweak it. So the average Lagos guy is he can go to church, but the church does not go through him. You see? It's a tweaking. It's a tweaking. It just enters there. He knows the time they will start. They know the time they will finish, and it cannot be more than 45 minutes. And then he leaves. You see, but that way he is cut off. Those kind of people can never be aware that they are apostles or prophets. Those kind of conversation, the best you can think is that you are CEO. And the deep, when you want to be deep, you say you are going to the marketplace. Say you are a marketplace Christian. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
You know, it's not everywhere you can think you are an apostle or you are a missionary. You know, it's not every place is there are missionaries. You know, none of you have even come to tell me that you are a missionary. None of you, there's no one of you that have come to tell me. That Pastor Zach, I just perceive that I'm meant to go to Kutuwenji. None of you have come to tell me. No, it's not because you are not meant to be a missionary, but it's because we have not tweaked it well. By the time we finish tweaking it, Afghanistan will be hungry. So it's not like God also have work for you. It's just that where they are distributing the work, you are absent. It's not lack of work, it's that you are not at home. And so they are sharing it, but you are not there. But the day you get yourself there, you'll find out that there is a lot of assignment for us. Are we together? And so we have to learn to tweak our fellowship in a way where we ascend accurately and we're able to create this oneness between what's going on in our gathering and what is going on in heaven. There is an accurate joining, you know, and you don't need money for that. You don't need money for that. That's why I have issues with a church whose first need is money. No, money can never be the first need. What you need money for maybe buying and selling business. You need capital. But when we talk of church, money is not the first thing. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
There is nobody that will tell God that he didn't do much because he didn't have much. Do you know that? And say, God, I would have taken Africa, Bokoso. You know, that would be an indictment on the kingdom itself. You are telling God that, God, I would have done more for you, but you are poor. Whatever money we have now is the money we can have. If we align ourselves better, then we increase the supply. Are we together here? Then we increase the supply. So we will start from John chapter 9. I want you to open up yourself to the Lord. It's a believers' meeting. You need to pick and catch frequencies from heaven. And open your heart. And, you know, I was laying on my bed and God told me, the Holy Spirit quoted the scripture we are meant to land in this season. I don't know if we get there today. You know, I was on my bed and the Spirit of God told me the scripture, quoted it for me over and over and over and over again. That's how they give us pasture. So we have finished one pasture. You know, for the past 7 days, we have been looking at Abraham. So this is the second, meal. Huh? They answered and said to him, thou was altogether born in sins, and thou dost teach us. And they cast him out. This is the story of the blind man that Jesus healed. And the Pharisees were trying to get him not to believe in Jesus. But it was a very tough task. It was a very, very tough. I remember when I met Jesus, you know, as a Muslim. You know, after I met Jesus, and before I met him, I had studied on a lot of mistakes in the Bible. I was trained to argue with fellow Christians. And there was no Christian who won me in an argument, because Christians don't know much as per the Bible. You know, they just say the thing is a spiritual thing. For you to understand it, you have to be in the spirit and all that. You know, so I used to trouble the whole community, and I had books on mistakes in the Bible, and I used to study it. Then there was a time I would show people that there's Arabic in the Bible, which shows that the Bible is trying to be like the Quran. I will show them where Moses did ablution and Moses prayed Allahu Akbar. I will show them all those things. And the Christians will be shocked. And they will begin to stammer and say, these things, you have to be spiritual for you to. So when I met him, you know, God was so good to me that I didn't meet him by him explaining the mistakes I thought were in the Bible. It just entered my heart in a way where I could not doubt that someone has entered my heart. You know, recently I was talking to my elder brother over the phone. He used to be, I was still very close, but then he used to be my very, very close elder brother. We were very close. We used to run things together, and he was my mentor, and he was the one training me in the things of this world. You know, on all his documents, I'm his next of kin. We used to be very, very close. And so we're having a conversation recently, and then he reminded me. He said, he narrated the day I got saved, because we were both sleeping on the same bed when I got saved and he did not get saved. He narrated the story exactly. You know. And so, when I got saved, you know, it's not the salvation that still goes to club. You know, there are new kind of salvation now. Very strange salvation we're having. You know, salvation that still goes to, born again that still go to club. Born again that still drink. You know, different kind of, some of you might be here. Very, very strange kind of born again. Born again that is only you and God that knows, because God sees your heart. Criminal born again. If you are that kind of born again, you are better born again. Again. I cannot assure you that this current born again can take you far. You need to born again, again. You know, tonight is a very sweet night. I smell the sweetness of Jesus Christ. It's sweet. I can smell sweetness. You know, the Lord has a lot of aroma. And sometimes he releases the aroma to condition the atmosphere. Because it's about fellowship. Beautiful. So I was talking about the camera that was this some days ago. They have put the original camera have come back. So as pastors, you need to be aware of everything going on. I mentioned it. If you leave Toba Dake, you know my Bay Dake. So you have to know everything. That's why it's good. You know, my own kind of pastor, I've done IT in every possible unit. Yeah. If you put me in drama unit, you'll be shocked. There's absolutely nothing. If you put me in drama unit, put me in organizing, there's no unit. I've gone around every unit. So I'm not a celebrity pastor. My hands are rolled. If you put me in kitchen, you'll be shocked. I tell you, there's no way. If you put me in choir, I can go and do operation and do my voice. I just so I've. If you just allow things, and no, you have to trouble. You have to. This is the kingdom of God. It's violence. You understand? You have to trouble everyone. I'm telling you this because many of you are going to be pastors, and so you have to. You can't blame Tinubu and your own church is not working well. Praise God. You can't blame Tinubu. Eh? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
And subsidy is gone. And I will win this election. I like that, but I'm telling you. And so subsidy is gone. And we are going to win this election. And the man won the election. And subsidy is gone. I've never. This is, we need to study that one. Instead of fighting it, the defiant spirit is something else. It's an abnormal thing. The defiant spirit is something else. So this man, I was talking about my salvation experience. I'd met him, and when I met him, there's absolutely nothing. Even the things I knew that were still wrong. You know, I remember one day I told the Lord, I said, well, all the mistakes I see in the Bible are still there. I said, but I know you are inside me. I said, so if you like, explain it to me. That was my first journey into scripture. That's my first journey into scripture. You see, my first Bible teacher in life was the Lord himself. That's my first Bible teacher. I will stay my, and as God will have it, by the mercies of God, my father had left the home. So the master bedroom, you see, was my own. And the bed in that master bedroom is the biggest bed I've ever seen in my life. So I used to stay alone on that bed with my Bible. And then when the revelation hits me, as a small teenager, I will scream. And that was when I began to learn the scripture, and God began to teach me all those, what I thought was mistakes. Some was illiteracy on my part, illiteracy on the Christians who were there. It's not children revelation knowledge. It's just illiteracy, you know, and all of that. But my point is, no one could convince me. My salvation experience was beyond the decision. Is that someone entered inside me, and the person is still inside. Yeah, still inside. And so it's like this man, the man who has been blind for how many years, and somebody now opened his eyes. You don't want to tell him. Praise God. I remember one of my spiritual sons was talking to me about somebody who was trying to talk him into very strange things. I said, I don't understand what you... He said he was telling the person, I don't understand what you are saying. This is the person that got me saved, got me everything that you think I am today. So what happened? I can't understand what you... Yeah. That was what was happening with that man. You guys are just talking theology. You are just talking strange things. This man opened my eyes. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
Are you bored already?
Yes,
you know that if you are bored or sleepy, there is a major attack currently ongoing. Praise God. Let's even read this scripture again, because that's why we're here. Let's start from verse 16. Or verse 14. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. I want to believe those who are watching us online are having a good experience. If you are not, you better raise the alarm. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, he put clay upon my eyes, and I washed and do see. Therefore says one of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. Now you see, Jesus opened somebody's eye who was blind from death. And the issue, blind from birth. And the issue of some that some people had, was it Saturday or Sunday? You need to know how to spot useless people. You spot them at how much they take, how seriously they take irrelevant matters. That's how you spot useless people. Praise God. They said unto the blind man again, what seest thou of him and he that has opened thy eyes? He said, he is a prophet. You know, they were asking him, what do you think of him? You know, the scripture is complete too. Do you know if this blind man had... What the Pharisees were fighting for... What the Pharisees were fighting for is their place. Is there what? That authority, that man of God thing. But somebody had done something for this blind man that was now putting their place at risk. You see, if the blind man had said, oh, forget that useless man, he opened my meat, I'm going to visit, you know, terrible person, but I shall do what you meet, they won't have issues with him. Yeah. Yes, sir. They were testing whether they still have their place, their position. Some of you, that's the problem your parents have with you. Yeah, since you met Jesus, they just noticed that. They don't mind you being a Christian, but the principles at which you are living your life is no more family principle. You know, every family have a way they live. And when you meet Jesus, Jesus will start to... holier than that way, you got it, but you holy, go. My pastor. You see, the issue is that they are beginning to lose. I don't know if you are hearing me. And that's why Jesus told us that when you come to him, most likely your relationship with your father and your mother might not go smooth. I don't know if you read that, because those are scriptures we like to run away from. I'm not saying go home and fight your father, that's your problem. Especially if they are still the one paying the rent. You have to honor them. Are we together? So what says that of him that he has opened the eyes? I need to be fast because where we are going now. He is a prophet. He said he is a prophet. The next verse. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. They did further investigation. This thing should be a skit, I'm telling you. Alright. And they asked them, saying, is this your son who ye say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind. Alright. But by what means he now see, we know not. Or who has opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak for himself. This word speak his parents because they fear the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already. If any man did confess that Jesus was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, he is of age, ask him. Then again called they the man and that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. They give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. Give God the praise. This is the consistent vocabulary of rebellious hearts. Rebellious hearts always want you to give God the praise. They do not want you to honor man. But unfortunately, they want honor for themselves. They always tell you, give God the praise. You see, rebellious people would always accuse you of worshiping men. Let's go further. He answered and said, whether I be a sinner or not, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then said they to him again, What did he to thee? How open he thy eyes? If you don't know something, if you don't go and enroll in Jesus' school of healing. Go and enroll. Humble yourself. Then said they unto him again, what did he do to thee? How open he thy eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not. You know, because he told them, ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? See, the healing that guy went through was more than opening of his eyes. That healing shattered all the religious strongholds in his soul. He was done. Have you had an encounter with God and you went to your previous church and you can't sit down there again? I said, you see, today the elder unit wants to have a special. The thing is just doing you. This I will not die here. I went to, God forgive me. I went to one church recently and I was turning my neck because I thought people were falling down and dying. Because I was about to fall down and die. So everything was slow. There was sickness everywhere. You see, I've attended the church before that. When I'm going home, I feel like I went through an abuse. Yes. Until one day we now began to ask ourselves. I say, that's how I used to feel. You're just going home and you feel abused. You just. I shouldn't have said what I just said. It's a bad thing I said. God, I'm sorry. He said, they asked him, do you want to be his disciples? The guy had become, there was a baptism with that healing. Yeah. There was a baptism with that healing. It's not the kind of healing we have in recent times. A lot of it is staged. Yeah. Yesterday I was just very sad because the amount of fake prophets is now too. It's like, it's almost like they are all fake prophets. About almost all the popular prophets are all fake ones. Before, you had original men of God and few fake. But now, everywhere is just full of fake. And we're the ones that cause it all. Is when the true ones change the message. When we change the message, we changed what we used to identify what was true or false. The Bible says, by their fruit we shall know them. So we were now preaching the wrong fruits. So the false prophets came with the fruits we preached. Yes, now. If all we are preaching is success and prosperity and miracles. Then immediately they brought that into the scene. Yeah. And that were the ones that allowed all these false prophets. They are so rampant. It's like normal thing. And they have now entered normally now into the body. They are no more a group now. They are now part of our ministers. Pastor Wisdom Chigozie was telling me he went to one false prophet's church, one of the biggest churches in Aja. He said he didn't know. He just entered. He said as he entered the church, he just knew he's in the wrong place. It's not in the house of God. And he was going to sing next. Massive church. Now, a false when I'm talking false prophet, I'm not talking about those whose message are inaccurate. I'm not talking about those who are not living holy lives. That's not even what I'm talking about, false prophet. I'm talking of those who are not followers of Jesus Christ at all. Are you with me?
Yes,
I was listening to this pastor somewhere in Arai Godo, and was talking about he went to preach in South Africa. And there was a case that was brought, his minister, his guest, invited him to solve a case. I don't want to forget. What was I talking about now? When I say this story, I don't want to forget. Eh? Huh? Pastor Chigozie, all right, I will come back to that story. So they were going to solve an issue. They had to bring him in. And the issue they were going to solve is guests. His host has a spiritual son who is a prophet. So the wife reported her husband to her husband's spiritual father, who is his own host. So they brought him to the case to solve it. She said she just noticed that her husband began to operate in new dimension. That he did not used to operate in. He said, how did this man enter this realm? God is good. God must be good. But she was still shocked that it's not like he became holier or he prayed more or he had a vision, Jesus appeared to him. He just suddenly, he would just call name, call phone number, see, like that. He said she just forgot, she just decided to discard the shock. Not until one day, the man was ministering and he was pressed. And so he handed over the mic to her to go use the restroom and tell her to just keep leading the prayers. He's coming back. So she went, was leading the prayers. Unfortunately, his phone was in church. His phone was on the altar, on the pulpit. And so messages were entering. The fourth row, the woman on the fourth row, this is her number, this is her name, and all of that. So it was from there he has been doing all... So the wife was like, what? So reported him to his father. So that was the case that was on ground. So the guy's defense was that they are being too spiritual. Now, that actually is a normal thing. That is called prophetic company. He said when Elijah was living in the house of the woman that lost her child, or that didn't have a child, rather, he said Elijah went to ask the servant of that woman, that what does this woman need? That was the woman that said that she does not have, that is from that information that Elijah did the miracle. So he said it's called prophetic company. But the reason why that can work is because there's something Satan cannot mimic. What he can mimic is the life that produces the fruits of Christ. You see, one thing you cannot let Satan mimic is holiness. It can mimic every other thing, but holiness, it cannot mimic it. If you just tell Satan, be holy. That's why it's tough. It can happen, but it's tough to see fake holiness movement. Most holiness movement you will see is lack of revelation. You can see legalism. But you see somebody going to herbalist to receive the anointing to preach holiness is rare. So when we change the fruit, the false could enter our midst. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
And that is what has caused a lot of trouble. And so Pastor Chigozie was saying that when he got there, as he got there, he just lost his peace. And he knew he had entered one chance. He said he used his tie, signal his band people. He was a guest artist. Signal his band people, passed one particular door, entered his car, ran away. Some days after, another preacher, this preacher, somebody gave him a word that he needs to be careful around pollution. 2 days after, he got a letter from the grand patron of false prophets in the old world that he should come and sing in their church, but that on one condition, he has to sleep over. Or sleep over in the church for him to be able to minister. He said no. They called again. They will double his money. He said no. Yeah, because the intent is to, you see, they need to enter into the true church. Let me tell you why. Ask me why. When you are under a false prophet, you can never be a true Christian. It's not possible. There can't be true Christians in the churches of false prophets. It's not possible. So when you're under a false prophet, that whole community is already corrupted. Already. You can't be shocked in heaven that you were pastored for 15 years by a false prophet. It's not possible. It's not possible. You need a false church to have a false prophet. So the reason why it's important for this false prophets to step in. And that's why the message of false prophets, aside from their lack of message, their major message is don't criticize anyone. It's a very important message. And all they are saying is don't criticize us. That's been their message in recent. Why am I here? Let me leave false prophets. If you want to follow them, let's focus on the true prophets. Let's leave that. If you follow a false prophet, that's your business. He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, why hearing is a marvelous thing that ye know not from where he is, and yet... I'm shocked. He said, I'm shocked. You guys are meant to know things. I'm not. How come you don't know somebody who opened my eyes? That kind of powerful person, you don't know where he's from. That's a shocker. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eye of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, thou was altogether born in sins. What does he wrong? And dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. Hey, yeah, yeah. May you get an encounter that will lead to you being cast out.
Amen.
You know, this casting out is not a bad thing. Amen. Because there's nothing wants to learn here. There are some people that will cast you out that you should do testimony.
Yes.
That, God.
Thank you.
There's a way you will live your life. Some people will not be able to be your friends again. They say, "Oh, Abai, she must have my law." Say, "So I've matured." It's not rejection; it's promotion.
Yeah.
Every day they call you, "There's Ashwebi," you say no. "There's Ashwebi," you say no. "There's Ashwebi," they call you that there's one party. You say, you are not available. That, you are sorry, you have a Bible study. You know, after a while, they will not call you again. I say, whoa, get out. Is it not a glorious thing?
Yes.
The other people will not start calling you for evangelism.
Yes.
That one is a better thing.
Yes.
Imagine them calling you to go and fight. And says, Mo, go, you know, all those useless calls. We thank God for the kind of night God has given to us tonight. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus heard. So some of you, Jesus is waiting whether they will cast you out so that he will find you. The reason why you are not having deep encounters with God is that you are still forcing an old cycle. You are still forcing an old association that you should have outgrown so that you cannot have real encounters with Jesus Christ. So when Jesus heard that they have cast him out, he found him. I said unto him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" He answered and said to him, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" Are you together with me? Okwentishi. Eh? Okwentishikini. Okwentishi. It's not religious. Even though he's calling Jesus Lord, he's still not assuming he is the Christ. But his encounter with him makes Jesus Lord. So it's real. It's not religious. Religiosity helps you to cement what you don't understand. You will cement it. You don't understand it though, but you've already cemented it. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, some of you, they give you money with left hand, you won't collect it. Yeah. You don't know the meaning, you don't know anything, but they pass it down to you. Say, formula word, give me the right hand. You are just a religious person. You cement things you don't even understand. Praise God.
Amen.
Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." And he said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. And Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see." This is deliverance. So, that they which what?
See not
might see. And they which see might be made blind. He says, that is why I'm here. So you can see that the arrogant is going to have a bad day. The arrogant is going to what? Is going to have a very bad day in the dispensation of Christ. The arrogant will have a bad day. But you see, the humble in heart is going to be promoted. The humble in heart is going to have encounters. But it says those who don't see, they will see. The ones that say they see, they are going to encounter blindness. That's what he says. And he was talking about the Pharisees and this man. This man represents a new generation who is about to engage Jesus the way with open heart and to receive him based on true revelation. The Pharisees are those who want to retain a system that is not producing life, but has given them thrones. Because some things you want to uphold it because you have a good place in it. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. And so that now brings us to the next, the chapter 10. Are we together, friends?
Yes, sir.
So in the chapter 10, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Are you understanding it now? But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hears his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but we flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. So there is something about those who have arrived at a place called the sheep of God. He said the thing about them is that they do not have the ability to follow strangers. They do not know the voice of strangers. So one of the ways that you know a sheep is the voice he knows and the voice he does not know. Am I preaching here? That anytime someone knows the Lord's voice and knows other voices, it's a false sheep. We're going somewhere tonight and the other night that remain. So if there's something the Lord is intending to do with us, is that he's intending to bring us to a place where we are his sheep. Are you together with me?
Yes,
we are what?
Sheep.
His sheep. Where his voice, you see, the voice of the Lord in this context is not his voice as per matters. Are you with me here?
Yes,
Laulu, are you with me here? It's not his voice as per matters. It's not his voice as regards who are we marry and all of that. That is the secondary voice. But the voice he's talking about here is the voice as per the reality and the philosophy that your life follows. It is the reality, it is the philosophy, it is the idea, it is the spirit that you naturally gravitate towards because of you have become the sheep of God. So you can see that the sheep of God will almost have, oh Father, we thank you, will almost have a unified posture and a unified opinion. Why? Because there is sameness in soul, especially in the person that they carry. Are we here? So, one of the things that will happen in the last day is that there's going to be an ultimate separation of the sheepfold and the goatfold. Yes. 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 That is one part of the revival you need to understand. Now, one of the things this revival will do is that it will separate the sheep from the goat. Because don't forget that when the master went to sow, when the men slept, what happened? The enemy came and sowed tears. And the Lord said, you have to allow both to grow. So it means that in the master's field, there is an inaccurate growth going on. There is a false people. And the reason why the false people are there is because the people who are meant to be watchers and to be in charge of that field slept at a time. And at the time that they slept, are you together with me? A false sheep look-alike entered into the fold. Now, in the last days, in the day of the harvest, when the angels now come to be in charge of the harvest, oh my goodness, because the angels are the reapers.
Yes.
Oh, you need to understand what that means. The angels are the reapers. So in the last days, what the kind of works we are going to see, it's not works on the basis of anointing. It will be works of the fact that there's an angel at work. You don't get the point. Well, like you saw with Israel, you will see with the church. The parting of the sea was not a work of the anointed Moses. It was the work of an angel. So the church in the last days is going to see angelic works.
Yeah.
The last day church is going to see what? Angelic works. Now, you have seen men of God, powerful men of God, but you are going to see angels in the last days.
Yeah.
Who will do mighty works that will have to be mentioned in the news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It will happen. It will happen. It will happen before your eyes. Yeah. It will happen. But these works are not even the emphasis of my conversation tonight. My conversation tonight is that you need to appreciate the fact that there is a people in the fold who, in the last days, there's going to be, the spirit is going to move in such a way that they can no longer remain in the fold. Yeah, they can no longer remain in the fold. What has accommodated them is the sleeping of men. But there is a church that has woken up. When the church wakes up, it will gravitate the journey to the last days, where the angels will now have to come, who are called the reaper angels. Are we preaching here?
Yes, sir.
Now the reaper angels are going to do a work that will now make it clear who is a sheep and who is a goat. Yes. Who's a sheep and what? Who's a goat? So we're about to have a church. And also I keep saying that one of the signs of an elder church is not just those who come, it's those who go. If the goats don't go, we're not doing the right things. We're not doing the right things. There should be people who go. Eh? They should what? They should go. Those who don't want to follow Jesus must go. Don't you think so? Now, I'm not talking about unsaved though. I'm saying saved. The saved who still don't want to. What kind of gospel is that? It was not so in the beginning. In the beginning, you didn't have serious Christians and unserious Christians. It was not so. The Bible we read was not so. The Bible we read didn't have workers. Where did you see workers in the Bible? No workers. You get saved, you become a servant straight away. In fact, sometimes you are not even qualified to be a servant. Because to serve table, the qualifications is deep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Digging in our days is big man work. No, in those days, what Tochi is doing is digging work.
Yes.
That's deacon work. Deacon work is not after pastor, you are not deacon. No, the first deacons were chosen to serve food. That's deacon work. And that's because you are full of the Holy Ghost and you have good report with men. They say, okay, you can serve tables. What a church. What a church. That church is back on the scene. I'm glad and excited because that church is back on the scene.
Yes.
It's back.
Yes, sir.
I said that church is back.
Yes, sir.
Now, the reason why that church is like that is because the genuine spirit of God is in that church. The genuine spirit of God. You see, a church should not breathe the man of God's anointing. The breath of the church should be the breath of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God should be what we breathe, not the anointing of the man of God. By the time we focus on the man of God's anointing, it's no more the lost church. It's a different one. 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 You see, any church that we begin to feel something when preaching starts, it's still inaccurate. Immediately you enter, the conversations must start immediately. Because it's the lost church. It's the lost church. It's not a man's church. Listen, it does not take God anything to take me out of here. Nothing. He should take me out of here and nothing stopped. That was the first church. Now, the first church we saw, sometimes Paul, who calls himself their father, was only with them 6 months. Was with them 1 year and he leaves them. But within those 6 months and 1 year, the Spirit of God tabernacles there. And it's not because, it's not the church of God. Are we together, friends?
Yes, sir.
Let's go back to John chapter 10. They say, oh Lord, to unpack. So, let me read from my scripture. Oh. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
So, one of the major plans of Satan is to arm your soul. He wants you to be born again, but not be his own, God's own. You are born again, but you don't feel what heaven feels. Yeah. You are born again, but what? You don't feel for heaven. That's why they say, my sheep hear my voice. It means that my sheep feel after me. Now, the work of the false, the Antichrist, is to, now that you are saved, but can I get them not to feel after God? Now, this will help you to appreciate scriptures that talks about loving not the world. When he says, he that loves the world becomes the love of the Father, it's not in it. Now, not that he's not born again. He's born again, but something has happened to him. The love of the Father is no longer in him. So though he's saved, but not a sheep. Because the qualification for a sheep is that my sheep hear my voice. And the voice of a stranger they do not know. So there is an operation of hell. The intention of hell is that he wants to thwart you. He wants to thwart you. He wants to turn you. He wants you to feel for other things aside from feeling for God. He wants to make feeling for God something isolated to a few who love the Lord. There should not be a few who love the Lord. The people of the Lord must love the Lord. Am I preaching to you here? So it's not like some deep spiritual thing to love the Lord. Every one of us must love the Lord. And the Lord must be the core of our souls. He must be the core, the pivot of our souls. And he must be the essence of our lives. So you see that that strange spirit wants to do is that it wants to replace the Lord with other things in your soul. Yeah. Wants to replace it. Though born again, but not panting after him. Though born again, not feeling towards him. There will be other things that define you aside from your identity in Christ. Now that's a major accident. And for such people, there is a need for revival that will restore them, because their destiny with Jesus is in question. It's in question. It's in question. It's in question. You see, to think that you can be born again and not live all your life for Jesus and end with him is the most risky venture you can take. To think that you can be born again, not live for Jesus, live for yourselves, but you are still born again. And to now assume that even though I'm like that, I will have eternity with Jesus. It's a very risky venture, because if you find out that you are wrong, you cannot repair the you cannot repair the damage. Are we together here?
Yes,
so, and he put forth his own sheep, you know, and he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. So Jesus is saying that this sheep, when I just stay in front, it's very natural for them to what? To follow me. For many years, I tell you the truth, what God has been trying to do is to get you to turn. For many years, a lot of you. And in fact, that is the reason why some of you are here. Because somehow you heard a message and then you just knew. This is my Lord. It's the message you heard. You knew this is my Lord. And then the process of turning began. Because Satan has the intention to spoil you. Can I preach here?
Yes, sir.
Intention to what?
Spoil.
To spoil the soul. And that's why it takes apostolic might. Am I preaching here?
Yes,
to restore the souls. To restore the soul is not joke. To restore the soul is not child's play. That's why the core of apostolic ministry is that an apostle must have seen the Lord. Oh. Why is that important? So that he can release what he has seen. It can create an atmosphere of who Christ is. Now, to see the Lord is not to see the Lord in a vision. To see the Lord is to have an impartation of the person of Christ, which has three major things. The person of Christ has a spirit, has a character, and has an atmosphere. Those three things must be embedded in your soul. The spirit of Christ. And the proof that you carry that spirit is that you are going to have what, the character of Christ. And that character is going to create the atmosphere of Christ. So that when you get to a place without hearing anything, oh my goodness. And that's why we don't judge who is fake by what he says. We don't know who is a fake man of God because his preaching is fake. No. He can say all the right things, but we know the spirit of Christ.
Yeah.
We know the character of Christ. And we know the atmosphere of Christ.
Yes.
We get to a place, we know Jesus is not here. Even if they plaster the place with his pictures, we say it's not him. That's Bruce Willis. It's not him. No matter what they preach, no matter what they say, we know it.
Yeah.
Not because we are deep, because we are sheep.
Yeah.
We are not deep.
Yeah.
We are sheep. We are not deep, we are just sheep. Let's read it again from verse 1. I don't know if you are here, if your spirit is here. Verily I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. You can change it to New KJV. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Let's read. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger. They will not follow a stranger. So when I go to Easy Delta or this, I will not go to Jeremiah Fufu's church. You will not find me there. Why? I'm a sheep. Huh?
Yes, sir.
I'm a sheep. You will not see me in Okafor's church. Why? I'm a sheep. I will not be there. I will not step my feet there. I can't be there. The place cannot accept me. I don't know what they are saying. I can't understand it. Because that's a stranger. Do you know how tough it is for believers to know strangers? Mm. The only reason it's tough is that the believer is not a sheep.
Mm.
If you are a sheep, it will not be tough. Why it's tough is because, well, you are not a sheep. So sometimes the false prophets come to reveal to us the false believers. Yeah, they will by no means follow a stranger, but we flee from him. What would they do? They'll flee from him. It means that he will try to woo them. We'll try to woo them. They'll flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. What does it mean they do not know? What does it mean? What do you think it means? It's saying that they don't fellowship with strangers. That's the word know there. They don't have fellowship with, they can't. You don't get the point. They can't. That's why some of us don't have too many friends. Because we don't have many ministries. Because sometimes I'm already enjoying the relationship. Immediately they start talking about, we go bust this place. If we don't bust this place, we go. But Aya was telling me one time that one of his friends was telling that, if we go to this city, to this nation, you must go. You must go. There's no time I go there that I come back with anything less than $50,000. I've never gone there without coming back with $50,000. He said immediately they started talking about money. His passion to go there died. He said, what's the relationship between going to preach somewhere and coming back with dollars? How does it connect? How does it connect? The sheep does not know those kind of things. There are some conversations the sheep cannot understand. It's not in his fellowship. He doesn't relate that way. He can't understand. He's not trying to be spiritual. He's just a sheep. Stranger's voice. Now, the stranger's voice has unfortunately filled the house of the Lord. But the glory of God has now been restored. Yeah. And now there's going to be a separation. There's going to be a what?
Separation.
A separation. Very soon, any city you go to, you will be able to enter any church. You will just check in. You won't. Shabana. The reason we are still concerned about which preacher is preaching is because the glory has not hit the church. When the glory hit the church, you won't care who's holding the microphone. Because the atmosphere, heaven itself has the microphone. Immediately you enter. They do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. So when we want to interact with the sheep, the interaction must be through Christ or of Christ. That's what I'm saying. The only legitimate interaction with the sheep is Christ. He said the false person will not go through Christ. That's what he was talking about in verse 1. He says they want to climb somewhere else. Because Christ is the door and they don't have a relationship with him. So they plant something else in the sheep. They don't go through the door. So a lot of believers have been accessed, but not by the door. That's why there's something called false salvation. It was not the door. Are you with me now? There's a lot of false salvation. It was not the door. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbed up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. So how do we spot thieves and robbers? How did they enter? How did they use the door? If you didn't use the door, you are a thief and you are a robber. So the only door is Christ. Oh my goodness, miracles is not the door. Prophecy, it's not the door. Good tomorrow is not the door. Good job is not the door. Youth empowerment is not the door. Anointing to get visa is not the door. Power past power is not the door. It's not the door. Can I hear who the door is? that spell. So he says, thieves and robbers accessing the sheepfold. They didn't use the door. That's why we discern the false by how they entered. I say it's by how they entered. It's by how they entered. Oh, Rabia Kamosia. And so the false enters through the wrong place. Can I preach here?
Yes, sir.
And when they enter through the wrong place, they make that wrong place look like the door. So the believer thinks he's connecting Jesus, but he's connecting a wrong door. That's not the door. Jesus is the door. So that's why even ministers also are pursuing what they should not pursue. Because the ministers ahead of them enter through a wrong door, enter through a wrong space. And so they also are pursuing what they should not be pursuing. Christ is the door. Can I hear the worship of Christ and hear you say, Christ is the door?
Christ is the door.
Christ is the language your soul must know so well. Your soul. This soul of yours was made to be one with Christ. You were not made for any other thing. You were made to be what? To be one with Christ. Oh my goodness. Consistent fellowship with Jesus. Inseparable in intimacy. Christ is the door. Christ is the door. I said to you, I am the door of the sheep. Let's read. All who ever came before me, they are thieves and they are robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. The sheep did not hear them. Don't forget this scripture. Can I talk to you?
Yes, sir.
This scripture is continuation of that blind man and the Pharisees. So Jesus was talking in his own context. You see, but he was giving us a prophetic word that helps us discern in the last days. But he was using it in his context. So Jesus is saying in this particular context in his own time that somehow the Pharisees tried to get that guy. But that guy is a sheep. He says, did not hear them. The Pharisees were the thieves and the robbers who were doing ministry but were not bringing people close to God. So the essence of ministry is people must have a personal intimacy with Jesus. Any ministry that is not pushing people to know Jesus is a thief and a robber. So any ministry that is not making you want to know the Lord, any ministry that is making you want to know other things but not want to know the Lord, is a thief and a robber, though anointed. When I say thief and robber, I'm not only talking about false prophets, I'm even talking about those who are born again, who are saved, called ministers of God, but are not going through the door. Jesus says, I am the door of the sheep. You want to access my sheep? Go through me. I'm the door of the sheep. All right. And whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door of the sheep. If anyone enters me, he will be saved. Oh, Rabasha, if anyone enters by me. So a lot of people entered, but it was not by him. A lot of people have entered the church. It was not by him. That's why they are not saved. They are workers, but not saved. Because they didn't enter by him. They are not saved. So they didn't change. Change is the basic proof of salvation. Change is the basic proof of salvation. When you are saved, it will be difficult to steal. It will be difficult. Those who are saved don't find it easy to change numbers.
The ones that see chain numbers and blow in tongues, they didn't enter by him. Oh. Those who are saved cannot live in sin. Are you together with me? They can't live a life of sin. They can't. Am I saying they can't fall into sin? No, they can fall into sin. They can make big borders, but it can't be a lifestyle. Never. It can't. It's not possible. Ooh, it's not possible. Listen, you can't have a lifestyle of sin and still be a child of God. It's not possible. You lose your salvation. You lose it. You are gone. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And he will go in and out. The in is Christ. The out is Christ. He will find pasture. He will find pasture. I said he will find pasture. He will find pasture. So when those who enter, oh my goodness, those who enter by him are always refreshed. Now, it wouldn't matter where they are in life. Because even though they can be teenagers, they can have job, they might be jobless, but they are in another realm where they are finding pasture. Pasture. A pasture. Pasture that the Nigerian government cannot provide. Pasture. Do you know the reason you are standing is because you are finding pasture? There are people in your condition who are going through what you are going through, but they are completely depressed. Because what they are going through is the only experience they have. You have another experience. You can go in and out of our pasture. Pasture. We find pasture. There is a refreshing we know that is unnatural. There is a refreshing we know. It's unnatural. There is a refreshing. It's unnatural. There is a refreshing. It's unnatural. Oh, Bayadika. There is a refreshing we know. It's unnatural. Our teenagers know it. Our adults know it. The grandfathers know it. Everyone knows it. The one who has a great job knows it. The one who has no job knows it. At every level, there is pasture in Christ. Oh my goodness. I said there is pasture. That's why we go through life. And people cannot understand how we are going through it. It's because life is not the only thing we are going through. We are going in and out of Christ. And we are finding pasture. We are finding pasture. Daniel said, "Don't worry, king. We are not going to eat what you give to us. Just give up vegetables and come back in 10 days. Because there is another realm where we find what? Pasture. We find pasture. We find pasture. Eh, kabara dia baba. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. Yes. He will be saved. Yes, he will be saved. And he will go in and out. In and out. And he will find pasture. I'm never without pasture. Thank you, Jesus. We have pasture. We have pasture. We eat heaven's food. We have pasture. We have access to eternal life. This is pasture. This is pasture. My soul is not without pasture. I am fed in the morning. I am fed in the noon. I am fed in the night. I am fed in my sleep. Pasture enters me. Pasture, pasture, pasture. Pasture, pasture, pasture. 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 Pasture, pasture, pasture. Aradia bazikamana. Selekika porodisi. I can never know starvation. Arabosisi etomo shabai. I can never know starvation. Aya, 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 baradol somona. I find pasture. I'm never alone. I never starve. Oh, I don't lose life. I don't lose breath. Because I have pasture. Pasture, pasture. It doesn't matter what I go through in this natural life. There is a door. His name is Christ. I enter by him and I get pasture. I get pasture. I have pasture. Susia shakarabia la tame segatemona. Shalakotomosia la bia nama. Can I have one mistress just come and release sound? Let someone come and release sound for me. Aha! 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 I find pasture. Delicatele Borodisia. You have pasture. You have pasture.
Oh Lord, you are the door that a world will go in. There is no other name that the world will be saved.
Yes, Lord.
Oh Lord, you are the door.
You are the door.
That the world will go in.
Yes, Lord.
There is no other name that the world will be saved.
No other name.
Oh Lord, you are the door.
Yes.
meet you at the door. Now the word will go in. There is no other name.
I find pasture.
I find pasture in your hands. You're the ancient of days. I find pasture in your hands. You're the King of all kings. Adi tuo mogega. Iwala la te ura.
Mogega.
Mogega, mogega.
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 Adi tuo.
Adi tuo.
Adi
tuo, mogega.
Can we worship him for a minute? Can we focus on Jesus? Let every thought, let it be focused on Jesus in this room. Everybody, focus on Jesus. Let's lift him high. He's the door. He's the door. He's the door. Come on.
Oh, Lord, God, he don't.
Just our voices. Mogwega, Mogwega. Mogwega, Mogwega. Adituo.
Adituo. Mogwega.
Iwalalade, Iwalalade. For the last time, Mubega, 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 Adituo, Adituo, Mubega. Never lose sight of the fact that you have pasture. You have pasture. Never lose sight of that. Pasture is not a one-off provision. Pasture is a system of provision. It talks about a grazing field. You have pasture. You have pasture. Your pasture is in Christ. And every day you are receiving supply. The challenge is that you are focused on the wrong door. When you look at the right door, who is Jesus, then you know you have pasture. I have pasture. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We're out of time. We shall pray or do whatever the Lord will have us do tomorrow morning by 6 a.m. If you have to go to work, you can make sure you are online and let's fellowship together. You are blessed.
Amen.
And you are kept.
Amen.
And a new love rises in your soul.
Amen.
And you will have no other ambition but to live for Jesus.
Yes.
Live with Jesus.
Yes.
Live in Jesus.
Yes.
Live through Jesus.
Yes.
Can we shout Jesus?
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.